patient named Tadlock, T-A-D-L-O-C-K, first name Colin, C-O-L-I-N, date of appointment 6/12/24, time of appointment 11:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. Chief complaint, the patient would like an evaluation for ADHD. History of present illness, the patient had attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which seemed to really begin in college as demands got harder. He had psych testing at that time, and was diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It was unclear if it was combined type or not. He fidgets, he paces, he has hyperactivity. The patient was on low-dose methylphenidate in 2021. He stopped taking it. He thought he was overreacting in needing it. And so he stopped it, period. The patient got to higher-level education courses and, quote, fell off the cliff in terms of anxiety and attention difficulties. The patient has difficulty with time management, prioritizing, distractibility, period. He is not present in conversations too long. He has difficulty listening to lectures. He feels impatient. He can become hyperfixated on things. He gets easily sidetracked. He uses a list but then forgets to use the list. The patient misses appointments and social obligations. His sleep has been decreased over the past few years. He procrastinates going to bed. There is no excess energy or signs of hypomania. There is no initial middle insomnia or terminal insomnia. He sometimes gets depressed over falling behind in life and gets frustrated. He feels as if he has let himself down. He is in his sixth year of college. There is no history of mania or hypomania, no history of depression, no history of psychosis, no obsessions, no rituals. He stated that he sometimes gets anxious when multiple things are going on, but otherwise is not an anxious person. There are no panic attacks, no history of trauma, no suicidal gestures, no non-suicidal self-injurious behaviors, no history of violence. The patient states that he has a good appetite, he tries to go to the gym and lead a healthy life, period. Family history. The family history is negative for any mental health disorders. There is no substance abuse in the family. Substance use. The patient uses alcohol on the weekends with friends. There are no blackouts. He tends to drink one per hour. No DUIs. No history of withdrawal. The patient does not use cannabis, any other drugs. He smokes an occasional cigar. Medical, the patient stated he has a, quote, fluttering heart. He stated it was checked out. He is not on any medications for it. He has no known drug allergies. There is no history of early cardiac death in the family. The patient is 6 foot tall and weighs 225 pounds. Social, the patient currently goes to Stony Brook University where he is a business major. He bounced around with medical and psychology degrees of focus. He plans to finish with accounting. He feels as if he's all over the place in terms of his studies. He is in his senior year. He commutes. He lives with his parents and sister. He has one younger sister, age 21. He has a good social life and emotional support system. He has a girlfriend of 3 years. He stated he gets along well with his family. Developmental, no behavior problems. Patient met his developmental milestones on time. It is unclear whether he had ADHD as a child. As a child, he was a fast learner. However, he stated he was, quote, in his own world at his desk. Nonetheless, he did well in school, but procrastinated his homework. He never had to study. Diagnosis, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, combined presentation, plan Concerta 36 milligrams PLQ AM.